organized this around the National Day of Protest for Planned Parenthood, where people all around the country were getting together to attempt to defund Planned Parenthood. And my sister and I have always been humongous Planned Parenthood supporters and have used their services for pretty much our whole lives. So the goal is basically just to show how much support there actually is for all of the services that Planned Parenthood does provide.
What kind of turnout are you expecting?
Well, we expected about 200, and now we have, I think, 1,200 people that have RSVP'd as going on Facebook, which doesn't necessarily mean anything. And then I think another 2,000 or 3,000 that said they were interested. So honestly, at this point, I have absolutely no idea how many are going to show up, and it's going to be way more than we expected.
Why is not only this issue, but a number of issues attracting so much fervor?
I think, you know, no matter who got into the White House, I think it was going to be controversial. But I do think with Donald Trump becoming president, it really did rally a lot of people together because they felt like either their rights were directly going to be affected or the rights of somebody that they love or are just, you know, naturally compassionate people who really are worried about losing actual rights to things like, you know, reproductive health or immigration reform and things like that. So I think, you know, it's banded a lot of separate communities together and kind of one whole interest to kind of just protect everyone instead of being, you know, kind of separate in our own specific interests.
Do you look for this to become something more than just a one-off event?
Yes, we actually have talked about organizing a feminist group in Bloomington Normal. We're kind of in the beginning stages of that, you know, just to kind of organize not just women, but also men who consider themselves feminists together and just generally protecting the community in Bloomington Normal and the state of Illinois and making sure that our politicians are accountable to, you know, what the will of the people is.
How do you make them accountable?
I believe very strongly in reaching out both personally, you know, writing letters, calling your representatives, even running for, you know, certain boards that are going to be up in 2018, especially making sure that we are represented in politics. I think right now it tends to be more of like a white, straight, male political game, which I think really needs to change. We need a lot of more people of color. We need a lot more women running. We need a lot more people in the gay community running. We just need a lot more diversity in politics in general.
What part of Planned Parenthood are you most supporting? Is it the general reproductive health, or is it what the Republicans who are hoping to defund Planned Parenthood point to the most, the abortion services?
Abortion services definitely has become a rallying cry, which unfortunately also has led to a lot of misinformation about what Planned Parenthood really does. Only about 3% of the services are abortion-related, and 84% of services are related to reproductive rights and birth control and contraception and preventing pregnancy. So I actually work in a gynecological women's health field, so the whole picture is really important to me, you know, pap smears and wellness exams that people might not have access to. I have a 15-year-old daughter, so, you know, talking about birth control and especially sexual education, because I feel like that's very lacking in our public schools, that portion is extremely personally important to me. But also they've branched out and they do a lot for hormone therapy for transgender community individuals. They do a lot of services for men and STD testing. And they just do a lot of preventative things that I think are really important. And with the whole potential change in insurance is going to be extremely important for people who can't afford either insurance or services in the rest of their life.
Is it possible to separate that 84% from that 3%? Abortion opponents who've made Planned Parenthood a rallying cry over the last 20 years argue it's really not.
Honestly, I don't think so. I think even though we can talk all day about the Hyde Amendment and how no actual funding from federal funds goes to abortion services, I think that it's very difficult for especially the Republicans that are basing their opinion on a religious standpoint to be able to change their opinion, and I don't expect them to. What I hope that they'll understand is that by defunding Planned Parenthood, they really are not actually making as much of an impact in what they think that they're doing, and they're actually hurting women in general. And, you know, cancers that could go undetected, both breast cancer and pap smears that could predict cervical cancer. I don't think that it's possible for them to separate it just because that when you argue from a religious standpoint, it's hard to, you know, just put specific facts in there and make people look at it differently. But I hope that, you know, especially them having, you know, moms and daughters and children. And, you know, I hope that they are able to look at it from a more neutral perspective.